Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah who showers upon us countless blessings at every moment of our life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of the program Islamic Upbringing. A lot of you parents who are concerned about your teenagers, with their behavior, with the relationship that you have with them, this is the right program where you can find a lot of very useful, informative information based on Islamic teachings that we get from the honorable guests that we have in the studio. Today we have Sayyid Salman Naghawi, who is a faculty member of Al-Mustafa International University. And as always, if you guys have any questions, you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can refer to our social media at Call of Islam Radio, and you are listening to IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Welcome to our program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you. So the first question that I would like to ask you is about different parenting styles, transformational parenting and transactional parenting styles. Well, I've heard about authoritarian parenting, authoritative parenting, these kind of parenting styles before, but these two names are new to me. What are the differences between the two?
Yes, so actually this terminology is taken from the terminology used in leadership. We can talk about leadership also in this sense that we can say there's an authoritative type of leadership, there's a transactional type of leadership, there's a transformational type of leadership. Because actually when we are talking about parenting, we were saying all the time that It's a way of educating. A child is brought up by their parents, and the parents have to be educators. But now we're saying not only are they educators, they have to be good leaders and effective leaders. What do we want our child to learn?
Pursue in the future.
We want him to be a good human being, a competent human being, based in faith, because all that we have been saying that when we're talking about iman, amal salih, iman and good deeds, that's how we're going to get salvation in the hereafter. In my humble opinion, when we talk about amal salih, good deeds, we're talking about competent behavior. Good behavior is being competent, mm-hmm. is being able to do what you want to do, and you know what is the best thing to do. And you know how to do it. The skills and the knowledge are there. And to be able to do it in the proper context. Now, the good behavior that you want from your children when they become grown-up adults is their competence. And you have to be competent to be able to guide them, educate them, rather lead them, show them the way. Now, in leadership also, you have two types of leadership, transactional and transformational. Transactional is where you just want things to be done. In transformational leadership, you want things to be, you want to motivate your child and whoever you want to lead, even as a leader in the society, in the community. A good leader is a person who does not force things upon his people. Rather, he motivates them, inspires them, gives them authority, gives them confidence, provides, gives them trust, and allows them to make the proper decisions themselves. They learn how to do things the proper way, on with inspiration, with confidence, with trust. So basically, when you're talking about leadership, and we just mentioned that parenting is also a type of leadership. It is education. It is educating, grooming your child, and it's leading the way and leading the path. So you have to become, as we have always been saying, role models. Therefore, and we have also been saying that the small, in a society, in Islamic society, in the society where the concept of imama and wilaya is the supreme, is the main feature of our system of governance, and the whole society must revolve around the wilaya. The wilaya starts from the wilaya and the authority of the of Allah Almighty, extends to the authority of the Holy Prophet, and then comes down into to the imam. And in this, in the family unit, the imam is the parent, it is the father, and he has to provide that leadership to the family and educate people. So education and leadership go hand in hand.
Very, very beautiful points that you mentioned. Let's go for a short break, and inshallah, we'll be right back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters in faith. We've been talking about parenting and the different styles of parenting, mentioning transformational parenting and transactional parenting. In transactional parenting, as Sayyid told us, is just having things done. In transformational, it's where the child becomes the leader. As the Sayyid was explaining about these two parenting styles, it popped up in my mind the beautiful verse that says, رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا غُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا.
Yes.
This imama thing, term, is exactly, it's like, it's so beautiful, because I recite this a lot when I'm praying, and I think about it a lot, that you just don't want to have children who do good things. You want them to be role models. You want them to be, pioneers. You want them to be leaders of the society. And inshallah, amongst the 313 heads, that when the Imam of our time reappears, Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farjahu sharif, our children and us would be amongst one of those 313 to be Imam. So how to educate and train and bring up your children who become transformational and not merely transactional people?
Yes, very. That's a good way of, you have presented a beautiful verse for that, and that's endorsed the way I have presented my argument and reasoning. Basically, as you very rightly said, that we are, as we believe and as we aspire for and as we pray for the advent of the awaited Imam, and we live in an age which seems to be very close to that era. We feel that we have, the world is moving towards that goal, and that all of us cherish for that. But we need to prepare ourselves and our children for that. And we need to become community leaders and role models for the whole society. So we need to become competent people in whatever we do. Competence, being a salih person, because إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. The good people of this world are going to inherit the wilaya and the rulership of this world. And salih, being salih in the terms of the Holy Quran, is being competent, as I said. A person who is competent, who is capable, has this quality that in any context, in any situation, he knows how to apply his knowledge and skills to a given situation. Whether he's praying.
How did you come, how did you correlate between salih and competence?
Because salih means good deeds. What do we mean by good deeds? Good deeds are those actions which take us towards closer to God.
Correct.
Because إِلَهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمَ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. What goes up to Allah Almighty is the pure faith and thoughts and feelings in our hearts. Allah accepts from the muttaqeen. Muttaqwa is something in the heart. Pure feelings and thoughts are which Allah Almighty accepts. لَيَنَعَلَ اللَّهُ لُهُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاهُهَا بَلْ يَنَعَلُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. What Allah receives and accepts is inner condition. But what takes it up? What elevates it towards Allah Almighty? That's amal salih. The amal, the good deeds which are capable and enough to make our feelings and thoughts and our faith accepted for Allah Almighty, acceptable to Allah Almighty. And good deeds, therefore, are actions which are effective in leading us to that path. Things which are carried, the right things, competence is doing the right things in the right way. It's also equal to ihsan. What is ihsan? Excellence. Doing things par excellence. Normally we translate ihsan into doing someone a favor. No, when we Allah Almighty says wa bil walidaini ihsana, He doesn't want us to do a favor to our parents. No, we aren't doing them a favor. We're doing something which is good. The best way to take care of them, respect them, and the best possible way to do so, that is excellence. And that excellence is obeying Allah Almighty. Ihsan is obeying. Mal ihsan, it is obeying and being obedient to Allah Almighty.
Okay.
Submitting to Allah Almighty, as if you see Him before yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't see Him, at least you know that He's watching over you.
Yeah.
So this is doing the best thing possible is amal salih,
right,
is with ihsan. And this is competence.
Right.
So basically, amal salih, good deeds, is the action, doing the right things in the right way with competence. Competence means application of your knowledge and skills to a given situation. So we want to promote competence. Just as the master of the faithful, Imam Ali, said, قِيمَةُ الْمَرْءِ مَا يُحْسِنُ not مَا يَعْلَمُ. The value of a person is based on what he does in a competent way. مَا يُحْسِنُ, what he does in the best way possible. So it's basically the worth of a human being depends upon competence. Today, unfortunately, we want our children to get degrees, PhDs. It's a piece of paper. It's worth nothing, according to Mawla Ali. Competence, what is worth something is what you can deliver. Today, multinationals are not looking for PhDs. They're looking for competent people. They're looking for people who can deliver. We don't want yes, degrees are good. They show maybe how much you know. But what can you deliver to society? That requires competence. That requires not only knowledge, it requires skills. Knowledge and skills and the proper attitude together give you the proper behavior, the proper conduct. Proper behavior, whether it is with respect to you, Allah Almighty, in the special relationship that you have with Allah Almighty, of worshipping Him, the devotional worship that we have, that also requires competence, knowledge and skills. When you want to deal with other human beings, your parents, your siblings, your spouse and your children, you need competence.
And competence means knowing what is right and being able to do what is right.
Exactly.
Okay. We've reached the end of another episode of the program, Islamic Upbringing, with our expert, Sayyid Salman Naghawi. We talked about two types of parenting styles, transformational and transactional parenting, and how we as Muslim parents can raise competent children. If you have any questions, don't forget to email us at englishradio@signirib.ir. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Do you know what Islam is? smile.